A reminder that tomorrow, take care, Menasha. Tomorrow at 1:30 will be the Levaya for Harry Bergman. For those that are able to go to Boulevard Chapels, which is on Broadway and Hewlett, would be very much appreciated to have a large turnout for this funeral service. Again, it's 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. We're learning a new siman, a new chapter entitled Shiimna Kol HaTirdos Kedei She'eschavin. When a person has the opportunity to daven the Shemona Esrei, you should daven with the proper kavanah intent, and therefore you should remove yourself from any troubles or perhaps difficulties that may be weighing on your mind. And in order to do this, some might find it difficult to remove these issues that you're thinking about, all your worldly concerns. However, there's certain things that we could control. And the Mechaber says, for example, Kashum is spalel, when a person's davening, lo ye'echos biyado tefillin, a person should be careful not to hold things in their hands during the davening. For example, a pair of tefillin, not the ones you're wearing, I'm talking about you're actually holding a pair of tefillin, v'lo sefer mikisvi kodesh, not to hold a sefer, which is from kisvi kodesh, a holy sefer, ka'aru maleya, or let's say a plate, and you have a bunch of food on it, it's full, and the problem is that if you're constantly holding it and focusing on it, you're concerned that it might spill, and you might lose all the contents on this plate. Umos umaot, or let's say a person has money, v'lo sakin, holding onto a knife. And the logical reason is because if you drop the knife, there goes your foot, which is not a good thing. V'kikar, or bread. Ne shalibo alehem shlo yiplu, because a person will be focused on these things that they shouldn't fall. And by doing so, v'yitarid v'yis batel kavanaso. In fact, you're so focused on this idea, this thing you're holding, you're not going to really be davening properly. Your mind is going to be focused on this and not on the davening. And then the Mechaber asks a question, which is actually brought down in the Gemara and Sukkah, that there used to be the custom that, unlike ourselves, that when we take the Lulav Esrog, we only do so at very certain points during the davening. It used to be that they would, the Anshe Maisa, these great people, would actually hold the Lulav the entire day. They would walk in the streets and carry it everywhere they would go. And even the Gemara says they would daven Shemona Esrei with it. So the question is, how is that a good thing? How is that admirable if they're holding the Lulav Esrog, which we just learned in the Mechaber, the person is not supposed to be holding things during the davening. So the Mechaber says what they did is obviously not wrong, because v'lulav bizmano mutu lechos biyodo. You're allowed to hold a lulav even during the Shemona Esrei, even though we do not have this custom. Nonetheless, it's not a problem if one wishes to adopt this custom. Kivan shachiza biyodo hi mitzvah. Eino nitrad bishvilo. Because you're holding onto it, which bizman, by holding the lulav of an esrog, and the shaking of the lulav of an esrog, in itself is a mitzvah, and therefore that's not something which is Torah. That's not something which will deviate or remove yourself from the davening, which is a spiritual pursuit. If you're involved in doing holding something which in itself, holding it is a mitzvah, then that's not an issue. As opposed to holding a sefer Torah in itself is not a mitzvah. Of course, it's certainly important to show proper kavod haTorah, proper respect and honor that the Torah is due. However, holding it is not a mitzvah. Holding a lulav of an esrog, of course, is. The Mishnah Berurah continues and describes that when it says this whole idea of what you should or shouldn't hold, it's not just the Shemona Esrei. In fact, the Prima Gadim tells us the Hu Adin B'Shas Kriyashma Upsuka Dezimra. Person should not be holding on to things, not just during the Shemona Esrei, but other points of the davening, which are important, such as the Shema, as well as the Psuka Dezimra, before Baruch Hu. And again, the idea is, the purpose of the davening is obviously not just lip service, it's Kavanah. You're supposed to have, supposed to be heartfelt. And therefore, of course, not just the Shemona Esrei, which is the ultimate Vodah Shebalev, but really the entire davening, including the Psuka Dezimra, person should try to have as much Kavanah for as possible. The Mishnah Berurah then tells us that what happens if a person does these things? A person is hearing this halacha today and they're like, oh my goodness, I used to always hold things throughout the entire davening. The reality is, b'di'evin enu sarach lachzur l'spal. If you did so, then you don't have to daven again. Imlo, but only in the following situation. Imlo shiodeh she'al yidei zeh lo kibin b'avos. We have mentioned previously that really you're supposed to have kavanah for the entire davening. The very least, try to have proper kavanah of the parish emilos, of the words you're saying, for the first paragraph, which is the paragraph called avos, because our avos are mentioned in that paragraph. That's In fact, it's ma'akev. A person really needs to have the kavanah at least for that first paragraph. So because a person may be holding things, you might even have not had the ability to have kavanah for that. If that's so, then there's an issue whether you should daven again. However, if you know at least you had kavanah for that, then you don't have to daven again. But it's certainly better to not hold on to things. And then the Mishnah Berurah asks a question that we see certainly once a month, and perhaps every single Shabbos with regard to the Sefer Torah. It says, "Umutar hashatz lahachzik b'sefer Torah b'yado b'shabbos kishomer yakum porkan." When it comes to the paragraph of yakum porkan, three paragraphs, a person is allowed to hold the Sefer Torah. Some places they don't pick up the Sefer Torah till afterwards, but even if you would be holding the Sefer Torah at that point, that's not an issue. Dikivan shekavanaso. What is the purpose, as some of the words in Yakum Purkan say and state to this effect, that the kavana that a person should have when you say Yakum Purkan with spalil al lom de Torah is to be able to daven for learning Torah, that a person should engage in Torah study. And therefore, machzik ha-sefer Torah b'yado v'lo l'shem shmira. The reason why you're holding the Torah is not because necessarily you're just holding it to protect it from falling down, but it's also a way to show the love for Torah, and therefore, because if you're saying, I want to learn Torah, but if there's no Torah around, that's kind of a mixed message. So some people have the custom to hold the Sefer Torah during this paragraph, which in fact shows their love for and their interest in learning Torah. B'havi kamo lula bizmano. And therefore, it's brought down in the halacha that that's comparable to holding a lulav during the Shemoneh Esrei during Sukkot. V'chein, and so too, says the Mishnah Berurah, mutar lahaksik b'sha shemavarchim achodesh. During Berachas Achodesh, that's almost everyone. Berachas Achodesh, so once a month, the Sefer Torah is held. So how can a person be holding the Sefer Torah and davening at the same time? Because, again, it's not something which is l'shem shmira. You're not holding it to protect it from falling because it could have been on the table before. The purpose of it is to show kavod haTorah and the significance of the tefillah of being mechadesh l'chodesh, of acknowledging the new month. So that's what the halacha states as far as this is concerned. Now, when it says these particular examples, the question is it dafka these examples, or perhaps it's other things you cannot hold as well? So it's actually a machlokas brought down in halacha. Some say that